Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. Start by lying down, lying on your back in a comfortable position. Once you're comfortable, just allow your eyes to be soft and relaxed. And take your attention inside. And be aware of how you feel. Not how you'd like to be, but how you are right now. Maybe aware of any sensations in your body. Noticing those. Aware of your breath moving in and out of your body. And aware of your mood and your mind state. Just breathing a bit more deeply now, so that you breathe in and you gently expand the belly. And then you breathe out and let the belly fall. And breathe all the way out. Breathing in, belly rises. Then slowly breathing all the way out. Leaving that deeper belly breathing, just breathing comfortably, naturally. And when you feel ready, having your legs up in semi-supine, so the feet are flat on the floor and the knees are bent. And then interlacing your hands behind the back of your head. Resting the back of the head on the interlaced hands. Then when you breathe out, gently tightening your lower tummy in, maybe flattening your lower back against the floor a little, and using your hands to tuck the chin in and roll the head forwards. And then breathing in, resting the head back down and relaxing the lower tummy muscles. And repeating that again when you're ready. So you breathe out. Squeeze the lower tummy in. Gently lift the head and roll the head forwards. And then breathe in back down. Just moving gently. Not pulling on the head at all. Keeping the hands under the head to support the weight of the head. You know, maybe if you want to go a bit further, lifting more through the chest. Keeping the neck relaxed. When you do that, can you follow your breath all the way out? So you roll the head forwards, breathe all the way out there. When your breath comes in, then you put the head back down. And the next time you've got the head down, just pause for a moment. Then slide the head a little bit to one side, just an inch or two, and then lift the head up, go around and across to the other side, and then back down to the floor. And gently circle the head like that, going to the side, up and around, and back down. Gently circle the head. Again, keep the neck really comfortable. You feel the chest, and feel the sensations between the shoulder blades. Maybe be aware of how your sort of thoracic part of the spine, that bit of the spine between the shoulder blades, feels. Feel the shoulder blades and the thoracic spine and how they move against the floor. And then circle the other way, change directions. Feel that mid-upper back area. Breathe comfortably as you circle. Great. And then come back into the center and relax the head down. Bring the hands out from underneath the head. Bring your arms out wide to the sides, out wide from the shoulders in cross position. If you've got a shoulder injury, maybe a little bit lower down will feel better. Keep the legs in semi-supine, but check the feet and knees are about shoulder width apart. And then when you breathe out, slowly take your knees down to one side. Breathe in through the center and then breathe out and take the knees down to the other side. Go from side to side like that with the knees. Just rolling the knees down to one side, through the center, and rolling them down to the other side. Just feeling the hips rolling side to side. And aware of the movement through your spine. The lower spine. What does it feel like in between the shoulder blades? You might like to include the neck here, by gently turning the head the opposite way to the way that the knees are going. Knees one way, and the head gently turning the other way. And when you've got the knees in the middle next time, just rest them back there in semi-supine. Have your head on straight. Again, can you interlace your hands behind the back of the head like you did before? And now when you breathe out, gently tighten the lower tummy in. But now lift one foot off the floor. Gently stretch that leg up into the air as you roll the head forwards there. Breathe in, put everything down. And then swap legs next time you breathe out. Continue like that. Breathing out. Lifting one foot up towards the ceiling, stretching the leg up into the air. As you lift the head up and breathing in back down. First one leg, stretching up, and then the other leg. Be aware of your out-breath as you come into the stretch. Just slowing the movement down enough that you do breathe all the way out as you lift the head and stretch the leg up. Follow the breath all the way out there before you breathe in back down. And feel the movement through the back of your body, down the back of the leg, up the spine. And then when you've got your everything down. Just again, relax the head. Have both feet flat on the floor again. Bring the hands out from underneath the head and rest your arms down on the floor beside you. Have the arms fairly close to your body, palms downwards. Keep the legs in semi-supine, not too wide or too close, about hip width apart or a bit wider. Feel free just to adjust your feet in a moment so they feel like they're in the best place for you though, for shoulder bridge. And then when you breathe in, again, gently pull your lower tummy in. Make your lower back a bit flatter to the floor. And then lift the hips off the floor. You press your feet into the floor and gently lift the hips up a little higher, up into shoulder bridge. And then breathe out and lower the hips back down. So you breathe in, squeeze the lower tummy in, lift the hips up into shoulder bridge. And breathe out, back down. Just gently pressing the feet into the floor there so you can feel a gentle tightness into the muscles at the back of the hips, the glutes. As you lift the hips up like that into shoulder bridge, be aware of how it feels through the mid and upper part of your back and spine. Does it feel like in between the shoulder blades? What happens through the back of your neck? Maybe you can do that. It's quite subtle, just sliding the chin into the throat a little bit as you lift the hips up so the back of the neck flattens out. And you put a bit of extra pressure on the thyroid gland. Or if you're okay to hold the hips up, next time the hips are up, hold the hips up about halfway. So not as high as you possibly can, just about halfway up. And then take the hips a little bit to one side. Lift them higher up, go round to the other side and then down. And see if you could gently circle the hips like that. Doesn't have to be a big circle, but to the side, up, round to the other side, and then lower. That doesn't feel okay if it causes discomfort. Don't do it. Just go up and down. Stick with the first option. And if you are circling the hips, change directions and go back the other way. As you circle the hips, feel the mid and upper back and how it moves against the floor. And then leave it, bring the hips back into the center and rest the hips back down onto the floor. Once the hips are down, bring both knees up over your chest. Have a hand on top of each knee and use your hands to slowly circle the knees over the chest. Come into the chest, round to the side, away from the chest and round to the other side. And as you circle the knees like that, be aware of how your hips and your lower back move against the floor. Are you able to move the knees in such a way that you draw a circular impression on the floor with the hips and the lower back? And then change direction, circle the other way. Aware of the hips and lower back moving against the floor. How does this movement feel in between the shoulder blades? And how are you breathing? And bring the knees into the center. And put the feet back down onto the floor. When the feet are down on the floor, if you're okay with the butterfly pose, that's comfortable and doesn't cause any pain through the hips or lower back, then have the soles of your feet together, the knees wide apart in the butterfly pose. If butterfly is not okay for you, then have your legs back in a normal wide-ish semi-supine. Interlace your hands behind the back of the head. And then when you breathe out, squeeze your lower tummy in and lift your head and your feet up. So you draw your elbows and knees towards each other. Breathe in, put everything back down, and then gently lift the hips up so you lift up into a butterfly shoulder bridge. And alternate between those two movements. Breathe out, lift the head and the feet. Breathe in, put them down, and lift the hips up into butterfly shoulder bridge. Maybe a normal shoulder bridge if you prefer. Just alternate. Or maybe for you, you prefer to breathe out into each pose and breathe in between. Maybe that breath works better. Feel your body as you do the two movements. Feel the spine. Feel what's happening through the back of the hips. It's a good one for strengthening the glutes at the back of the hips. Great, and then just relax the hips down next time they're there, and the feet and the head. Once everything is down, bring your knees slowly back together and bring the knees all the way up over your chest and have your hands at the backs of the legs, somewhere under the knees, at the backs of the knees. And when you breathe out, slowly lift both feet up towards the ceiling. Gently stretch the legs up into the air. And then breathe in as you bend the knees and lower the feet back down. Continue like that, breathing out as you gently lift the feet and stretch the legs up. And breathing in, back down. Feeling the backs of the legs. If you want to feel more of a stretch into your lower back, as you lift the feet up into the air and straighten the legs, you could also draw the knees a little closer in towards the chest. Even if that means you can't straighten the legs so much, might find that gives a stronger stretch into the lower back. So if that feels good for your body, you can do it that way. If it hurts your lower back, you might prefer not to do that so much. When you've done that a few times, you could maybe hold the position, leave your feet up in the air, with the legs gently stretched there. You find a place to hold that feels good for your body. And watch your breath as you hold. The blood drains down from the legs here. This is really good for your circulation, for your lymphatic system. It's said to increase blood flow into the brain. Calms your nervous system. And then slowly bend the knees. Just briefly have the knees bent over the chest. Hold on to the top of the knees with the hands. And draw the knees in and out of the chest a few times. Feel that gently stretch into the lower back. Then release the knees and place the feet back down onto the floor. Put the feet back into a wide semi-supine. Arms out to the sides. And take the knees gently from side to side, like you did earlier. Notice how your hips and lower back feel now. How the movement feels through your spine. The knees are in the middle. Just pause in semi-supine and feel the breath at the belly. Let the belly rise and expand as you breathe in and fall and relax as you breathe out. Breathe in, belly rises. Breathe out, belly falls. Then from semi-supine, can you roll over to one side? And slowly come up into the all fours position. Now you're resting up on the hands. The hands are roughly under the shoulders. You can spread the fingers a bit wider apart there to spread the pressure a bit more evenly across the wrists and hands. Have the knees about hip width apart, roughly under the hips. Remember that option, if you want to take the pressure off your wrists, to rest on the elbows instead if you prefer. Now we'll just arch and round the spine. So with the out-breath, roll the head down, tuck the tailbone under, press the shoulder blades up towards the ceiling, then breathe in the other way. Lift the head and hips, arch the spine gently. Just alternate between those two movements a few more times. Breathing out as you round the back. Breathing in as you arch. Loosening up the spine. And then pause in the middle. And have your awareness now on the chest and also the spine in between the shoulder blades. So that kind of chest and thoracic area. Then take your shoulders and chest a little bit to one side. Then take the chest down to the floor, so you need to bend the elbows. Go round to the other side. And at the top of the circle, press the shoulder blades up towards the ceiling. And just keep going like that, circling the chest. Go to the side, bend the elbows down to closer to the floor, round to the other side, and then press the shoulder blades up. And just circle the chest like that. It's fine, you can do this on the elbows if your wrists hurt. Rest down on the elbows and forearms, and you can still circle the chest like that. You decide how big or small to make the movement. Feel that place in between the shoulder blades. Feel that part of the spine. And then go back the other way a few times. Find a way to breathe with the movement that suits you. Then come into the center. We'll rest back in child pose. So slowly take the hips back towards your feet. Rest your forehead maybe on the floor with the arms either out long in front of you or down beside you or with the hands underneath the head. And be aware of your breath. Feel your body as you breathe. And feel the spine from the tailbone up through the lower back, between the shoulder blades and to the neck. And then have your awareness on the point in between the eyebrows. And imagine you could breathe in and out through that point. Imagine the breath coming in through the center of the eyebrows and back out. Then leave the eyebrow breathing. From child pose, slowly come back through into the all fours position. Then from all fours, rest down on the elbows. And then take your legs out long behind you. And come all the way down onto your front. So you're lying on your front. Now, once you're lying on your front, you have the hands up underneath your head and have your right hand on top of your left hand. Turn your head to look at your right elbow. So you're resting your left cheek on the right hand and looking at the right elbow. Then when you breathe in, lift the right arm up with the head on top of it. So lift the head and the right arm, the hand and the elbow, lift them up just a little bit and then breathe out back down. Do that gently a few more times. Keep the left hand and the left arm resting on the floor, So it's just the right arm and the head gently lifting up as you breathe in and back down as you breathe out. Just feel the chest lifting up a little bit. This helps to release the vertebra in between the shoulder blades around T4 and T5. As an option, you could include the opposite leg here, the left leg, by lifting the left leg up a little bit as you lift the head and the right arm. Do that a few more times. Breathe in up and breathe out back down. Then when you're down, take a few moments to swap sides. So put the left hand on top of the right hand. Have the hands under the head, but turn the head now to the left to look at the left elbow. And breathing in, lifting the left arm and the head gently up. And breathing out back down. Keeping the right hand on the floor, so you just lift the left arm up. Make sure you lift the hand and the elbow and the head. Gently up and down. Feeling that in between the shoulder blades. Not going too high. And then as an option, as you do that, maybe lifting the opposite leg up at the same time. So you breathe in, lift the left arm and the right leg and the head up, and breathe out back down. And then relax, rest the head down. Now have the head on straight. Bring your hands down to the sides of your chest. So the palms of the hands are resting on the floor, somewhere to the sides of your chest. Now take care here. We're going to come up through cobra and into child pose. If this is uncomfortable for your wrists or shoulders, you might prefer more to roll to the side and come up. So do that if you prefer. But otherwise, lift the head up a little bit, then press with the hands, lift the chest up, and pull your lower tummy in, slowly bend your knees, and take your time to move the hips back towards the feet, and rest once more in child pose. Just breathe there. Remember to have the arms in the most comfortable place for your neck and shoulders in child pose. Feel your body. Feel your breath. And from child pose, slowly bring your head and chest up. Come up to sitting and bring your legs out long in front of you. I'd like to just give the legs a bit of a shake out once you've got them out long in front of you. And for the next one, you can either sit cross-legged if that's comfortable for you, or if cross-legged's not comfortable, sit either with the legs out long in front still, or have your knees bent with your feet flat on the floor, kind of like a sitting semi-supine. Have your hands on your knees or just somewhere comfortably on the legs. Do the arching and rounding of the spine here. So when you breathe out, you can kind of roll back a bit on the sitting bones, squeeze your lower tummy in, tuck your chin in and round the back. When you breathe in, roll forwards on the sitting bones, bring the chest forward. Do that arching and rounding. You're doing a kind of sitting cat and cow movement, moving with your breath, feeling the spine. We'll focus a bit more on the chest and the thoracic spine. So just pause in the centre with the spine fairly straight. Take the chest a bit to one side and shoulders a bit to the side. And then take the chest forward, go round to the other side and then round the back. So you can just circle your chest like that. Find a way to breathe with the movement. The chest goes sideways, front, side and back, circling the sternum. And then change direction, circle the sternum the other way, the breastbone. Then come into the centre and have the legs out long in front of you again. Maybe just rest back for a moment on the hands and give the legs a nice relaxing shake out. Just relax the knees, lower back and the ankles. And then keep the legs out long in front of you. The legs are straight, out in front, about hip width apart. And then place your hands on the front of the thighs. Start with a small bend in the knees. Feel free to bend your knees as much as you want to in a moment, but at least have a small bend in them. And when you breathe out, lean forward from your waist. Slide the hands down the legs towards your feet. Let your back round and soften and relax the head down. Come into the forward bend. Inhale, slide back up again. Have your eyes closed here. Feel your body from the inside as you breathe out down into the forward bend. You breathe in back up. Feel the movement through your spine. This movement isn't just about stretching the backs of the legs out. It's also about the spine. Feel the lower back. Feel in between the shoulder blades. Feel all the way to the neck. If you're more familiar with this forward bend, you might like to hold there for a few breaths. Just hold that pose and feel your breath. And when you breathe in, feel your body. When you breathe out, soften and relax. Just let go a bit as you breathe out. Just sink a bit more deeply into the pose in a relaxed way. Breathe in aware and breathe out and soften. Slowly come up out of it. Take your time. Keep aware of your body. When you are up, Rest back on your hands and give the legs a good shake out again. And then take your time to come all the way up to standing. When you are up standing, stand with your feet about hip width apart. Bring your hands into prayer position at the centre of your chest. And be aware of your breath. Then relax your arms down beside you. When you breathe in, float the arms out wide to the sides, up over your head. Bring the palms of your hands together up above your head. Then breathe out. Bring the hands down through the center line of your body to the chest. Keep going like that, breathing in, wide to the sides. Big angel wings. Breathe out, palms together, down through the center to the chest. And when you do, breathe out and bring the palms down through the center of your body. Just do that gentle bending of the knees there, just enough to feel the leg muscles working, maybe the glutes working. So you breathe in, arms up, legs straight. And breathe out, palms down through the center and knees gently bending, strengthening the legs. Next time the arms are coming down, just relax them all the way back down. Have the legs straight again. If the hands a bit of a shake out, relax the shoulders, maybe shrug the shoulders briefly a few times. And then have your arms out wide to the sides. So the arms are sort of parallel to the floor, out to the sides. And then breathe in, open your chest so you take the arms back a little. Then breathe out, bring the arms and hands to the front. Wrap your arms around you so you kind of hug yourself. Round the back a little there. Then breathe in, again, arms go wide, open the chest. Breathe out, wrap the arms round the other way, hug yourself the other way. So you breathe in, arms wide, open the chest. Breathe out, wrap the arms round the chest. Just alternate, inhale, open, exhale, wrap and round. Feel the chest, feel that place in between the shoulder blades, moving with your breath. Great, and then let that go. Just relax the arms down. Give the hands a gentle shake out, shrug the shoulders a little. And then just leave that shaking and lie comfortably now. Either take a rest for a few minutes on your back. Really is very beneficial for your body to rest after doing the exercises. Well, now is a good chance to listen to one of the relaxations. Thank you for listening. Namaste.